the wooden thing, or would you use that for rubber also?
I usually, anything that kind of fitted down in the bottleneck, I would call a caulk, or either made of caulk. A stopper would be whether you, something you'd twist it on the top, or anything you stopped it up with.
Okay. The tool that you use to pound nails?
Hammer.
Go more back to the farm again, but they had a wagon that was pulled by two horses. Do you know word for the piece of wood that goes between the horses?
Not unless it's a yoke. I don't know. I don't know much about horses.
Okay.
I don't like them to start with.
Okay, and if it were a buggy with one horse, there would be two pieces of wood on the outside. Would you know what they are? Okay, if you don't have a dish on the dryer, then you have to hang your clothes on the line. What would you call the thing you carry the clothes out of?
Out to the yard. Clothes basket, I call it.
Okay. Back in the days of Scarlett O'Hara, what do you call the things that women had in their dresses to make them billow out or stick
crinoline.
Out? And what about the things that go way out?
Hoops.
Okay. And the musical instrument that you play, stick it in your mouth and move it back and forth like that?
Flute.
What about the kind that you slide? Slide back and forth in your mouth.
Well, harmonica.
And are you familiar with the kind that you stick in your mouth and you twang the little metal handle?
Juice harp.
Okay. No point in asking you anything else about hitching up horses. What about if Dicker, like down at St. Mary's, you see a truck loaded up with pulpwood. What do you say they're doing to the wood when the truck is going down to the plant there?
Pulpwood truck's getting ready to go to the plant. Just going to the pulp mill.
Okay. You had a storm and blew down a lot of limbs out in the yard, and you had to clear out the yard. You had some fairly good sized ones. After you finished, you said, well, I had to grab hold of that one big one and do what to get it out?
Drag it.
Okay. Back to the farm again. what do they call breaking the ground? You used to do it with a horse, and then you pull behind him, sort of cut through the ground.
Plowing.
Okay, and you're familiar with something else they would use to then break up the clods?
Tilling it.
Okay. Are you familiar with a frame that's used for sawing logs?
Sawhorse.
Okay, could you describe what a sawhorse would be like? Do you know?
It's a wooden thing with sort of triangular legs and a piece across the top.
Okay.
Two of them, they put the boards on, saw them. Oh, there's another kind you put, slant it down, they put the boards in and saw them. Chop them on.
The other one you mean is an X-shaped kind of thing? It's like that, and you put it in.
Uh-huh. Mostly when I think of sawhorse, though, there's a longbow with the kind of triangular legs, and they have two of them, and they put the boards